What's up? This is your boy, Seti J, and you listen to Life That Does Live. It's another beautiful Wednesday here at the show. We call it Hump Day After Dusk Wednesday. That's how we do it. Man, tonight, man, we got a special guest that's going to be checking in a bit. My boy, DJ Chose, who's been making a lot of noise. You know, of course, here in Texas, a lot of us know him, but now he got a hit that's like taking over. Everywhere I go, they even played on the Breakfast Club. So you know how that goes. If they playing yourself on the Breakfast Club, then you popping. So big ups to him for making that move and continue to just put out great music and continue to elevate. So we'll be chopping up with him on the show. Also, you know, we were talking about some of the current events going around the world, some of the hot mess and all that other stuff. And I know y'all missed me on Monday. Took a slight break. I was watching the debate. You know, that's very important. I don't know about y'all, but I'm definitely voting. I take that very serious. And, hey, we'll be back on the show because we can't see the intro. Y'all know how we do it. Shout out to Too Deep, man. I mean, every time I hear, man, I gotta say, it's been a pretty great blessing. The theme songs I have had over the years have been pretty dope. You know, the other one that a lot of people like is the one by Tatum, the one that sounds like a big orchestral concert happening. Yeah, it's crazy. That is a crazy one. So, you know, sometimes what I might do, I switch back and forth. That's a kind of mess of y'all a little bit, but I gotta sort of love my boy 2D because he's always held me down like for the longest, ever since day one. This dude is like, you know, just kind of stayed in tune with what we got going on, and he takes great pride in letting people know that he's been on this show and been a part of brand and everything. So it's always great to have those kind of people in your corner. So I didn't get to talk about this because, you know, I didn't do a show on Monday, so I got to catch up on this. So if some of y'all are like, man, we've been talking about this all week, but hey, that's what I do. I catch up when I don't do it on Monday. So one of the things I want to talk about is the Super Bowl that's coming up. We got the people that's going to be involved in it. Finally, after many weeks, and that is the Carolina Panthers and the Denver Broncos. It'll be a pretty dope fight, man. I can't wait to see what's going to happen. You got two dominant defenses. As far as offense, you got one that's dominant, one that is, you know, you never know. Right now, it's kind of shaky. But we'll see. You know, you never know what's going to happen in the Super Bowl. It's a bigger stage, and heck, you're putting everything on the line then. So when you're putting everything on the line, sometimes what might have seen average throughout the year or the season, whatever, you know, it kind of gets elevated and you go into another level when it's the Super Bowl. So I can't wait to see what's going down with that. I know everyone wants to know who I am picking. I will let you know who I'm picking next week. That's how we're doing it. Next week, I'm going to let you know who I'm picking. And I'm thinking, man, I should probably interview an NFL player next week. That's what I'm probably thinking about. In the spirit of it being Super Bowl week, the Golden Super Bowl, you know, Super Bowl 50. So it's pretty dope. It's crazy to say that, man, I'm alive while Super Bowl 50 is going on. So it's crazy, man. And just to know the people who were alive when Super Bowl 1 happened is just so interesting all in itself. So one thing I want to talk about from that is kind of controversial, depending on how you look at it. My boy Cam Newton. For those of y'all who don't know, don't follow football that well, Cam Newton is a quarterback for the Carolina Panthers. And, of course, he's black. And the thing is, him being black shakes up a lot of people. And he has to deal with so much adversity because just like with anything, like when it comes to music, whatever talent you're doing, whether it's being an actor, being an artist, being a model, whatever, when you're being exposed to a more widespread audience, people get threatened when a black person doesn't act accordingly. And when I say that, it's like people have this notion of what is proper and what's going to make them feel safe about you and that makes you feel like a role model. Now, the thing they chastise this dude for so much is because of how he celebrates, how he embraces being himself and embrace his skills and really has fun with that. And I kind of find it weird that the way some people are reacting, because Michael Jordan did the same thing. And I know what people get when you say anything with any comparison to Michael Jordan, people lose it, but just follow me here for a second. Michael Jordan, you know, a lot of people revere him as the greatest player to ever play basketball. And the thing is, that's pretty much almost undisputed. There's some stats, of course, some people have been better than him at, but most people recognize him as the greatest player to ever hit the court. And so he's really cocky about it. Like, he's always been known for that. Even back then when he was playing, he was like that. And he's not afraid to talk about himself. I think that's a trait that we all need to kind of embrace in ourselves. You don't have to be, quote unquote, over cocky, but be confident. Don't be afraid to talk about yourself. Don't be afraid to let people know what you think are great characteristics about yourself. Because if you can't do that for yourself, how do you expect anybody else to do it for you? I mean, I can only teach so much, and you know, I'm not trying to be preaching, but I'm just letting you know that just be yourself, man, and don't be afraid to embrace who you are. Let the world know who you are. But don't be so arrogant. And a lot of people, I don't think that Cam Newton is arrogant. A lot of people try to portray him as this arrogant person, but I don't see him as arrogant. Like, this dude is having fun, but he stays out of trouble. All that. And people make a big deal, man. Like, this dude has continued to go above all odds. I mean, this dude survived a life-threatening car crash and a lot of other stuff. I mean, he dealt with the school that he got national title at, Auburn. You know, he had to deal with racism heavy where he was at. And that's and what the thing is, he's still having to deal with that to this day. Because again, if you're a black person and you don't fit the mold of what makes people feel comfortable, then people have a huge problem with it. And the thing is, it's annoying because when somebody that's not black is doing it, everybody thinks it's cute or it's cool, it's trendy. But the moment a black person embraces hip hop or whatever, it's a problem. It makes you feel threatened, all that crap. Man, y'all got to come on with that. It's stupid. Just because people embrace hip hop and all the dancing that goes with it and whatnot doesn't make them a bad character. So come on, grow the hell up. We're going to go ahead and go into this track that's going to be by my guest for the night, my boy DJ Chose. This is a track that is getting so much airplay all over the country, man. So this is DJ Chose. Some of y'all know this song already, but if you knew, never heard before, you're going to hear it now. DJ Chose, Everywhere I Go.
Where you from? It's who you are.
Think it's a game.
So no matter where you go, you gotta represent your hood.
Everywhere I go, I'm rapping my shit. Everywhere I go, I'm rapping my shit. Real, real, yeah, you can test my shit. Everywhere I go, I'm rapping my shit.
I get a lot of love, but I get a lot of hate. Real niggas don't like it when they see you getting cake. Real niggas, they love it when they see that nigga on. Instead, they be hating, trying to tap a phone. I'm my tune, trapping, they ain't moving no snow. They ain't paid up front, I ain't doing that show. Told a nigga, man, I got a brick for an eight. I told that nigga, wait, it depends which state. My pops in Ohio, he said way cheaper down here. But we don't trust none of these people down here. And everywhere I go, I'ma rub my shit. Real nigga, yeah, don't test my shit.
Everywhere I go, I'ma rub my shit. Everywhere I go, I'ma rub my shit. Real, real, yeah, you can test my shit. Everywhere I go, I ain't never back down to rap, no.
Nobody, nobody, want to.
I ain't never back down to rap, no.
Gianna, Baby Luciano, I'm the man. I done got jumped, but I ain't never ran. Kicking to the money, know the jacket's coming for me. Keep it on me, try me, I'ma pop him like a Zan. I don't fuck the lanes or haters, fame. Keep it player with DB, what gang? He don't want these bottles, make me come out of retirement. Grip my, I'm just a product of my environment. 80 flows on rap, that's why I got the balls. Everybody throw they double up at my shows. MCBZ, I bust a head ahead behind my bro. DJ Chose, let him know. Showing out, run at him. Get your drugs.
Everywhere I go, I'm rap my shit. Everywhere I go, I'm rap my shit. Real, real, yeah, you can test my shit. Everywhere I go, I'm rap my shit.
I kid y'all not. Every time I hear that song, like, and I could be sitting down my crazy behind could be sitting down, and I'm like jumping. I'm like jumping up and down in my seat. Oh my God! Like I was like, matter of fact, I was listening to the track the other day, and I was tripping people the heck out because I was like, I was walking around and I was bobbing, and like this dude is like randomly bobbing. I'm in like in a corporate setting, just tripping people the heck out because I'm walking around bobbing my head. Oh man! But again, that was DJ Chose featuring MC Breezy, Everywhere I Go, which is a song that is getting major airplay around the country. Again, if your stuff is on Breakfast Club, you're pretty popping. But, man, I'm going to go check the phone lines. I think I got our guest of the hour in the building. All right, what's up? It's your boy, Seti J, Life at the Dust Live. We got my boy, DJ Chose, in the building. We go back and check in a second. But while I'm doing that, excuse me. One of the things I also want to talk about that we're going to talk about later in the show is voting, man. Like, I know some people don't really get into the voting process until the general election, but I'm telling you, if you're real serious about this subject, about who's in office for you, man, go vote for your primaries. If you like me and you don't want to be last minute, and whenever you see the early voting going on in your area, go do it. Because I'm telling you, I don't like being stuck in, you know, having to scramble the last day on the actual primary election day, and everybody named mama's in a freaking line. So trust me, early vote, go vote early so you ain't got to deal with no foolishness. All right, so let's check the phone line. Yeah, I think I got them good now. All right, what's up? Is it your boy DJ Chose?
Yes, how you doing, bro?
I'm good, man. I'm glad to have you.
Good to have you too, my friend.
And you know what, man? Let me try that again because we didn't give you proper welcome. There we go. There we
go. already.
I got to tell you right now, man, it is good to continue to see Texas artists make noise out here and work with some people in the industry that's highly known and highly respected. So, salute to you, man.
Appreciate you, my friend. Appreciate you. Real talk.
So I want to jump back in time for the people who don't know who you are, who might be like, okay, who is this dude he interviewing? A lot of people should know. Like I said, your music's already on Breakfast Club, getting played and everything. So if you got it on there, you're doing something right.
Right.
My first question, man, like, how'd you come up with the name DJ Chose? And what made you want to get into DJing in the first place?
I just always thought I was doing more. Like, God chose me to do what I'm doing. You know, I feel like I got a call, and I feel like I got something that I'm going to do positive with this one of these days. And I actually had to start DJing because the local DJ in my area would never play my records. So, shit, I just began to break my own records, and that's how I came up with DJ Chose. At first, I was just the chosen one.
Okay. See, I never knew about that part, the chosen one part. And that's the route that Ludacris kind of went, so.
It's real out here because, you know, most DJs ain't going to support, you know what I'm saying? Like, if you ain't fucking Drake, you know what I'm saying, you got to go through the whole – You got to go through the whole process, which is cool, you know what I'm saying? But a lot of these artists can't really even get it off the ground, being that the majority of these DJs, it's sad to say, but they just as arrogant as artists, you feel me? So
yes,
I don't really got a problem with that, you know. Everybody know their worth, but I guess with me, I knew my worth and I knew where I was headed, and I didn't want to wait. So I figured, let me jump the gun. Let me do, you know,
know, I knew how to DJ as well. I just wasn't trying to pursue the DJing at the time. I had been DJing, you know, doing little high school parties because I was in high school, you know what I'm saying? And I was rocking them things. And then shit, when my DJ, the local DJ in my area, didn't show me no love, I just went and took all his jobs. You feel me? I got myself hot enough to make sure I could replace him in my market. And that's exactly what I did. And I still got love for him. It ain't no hard feelings. It's just more or less like, you know, I had to do what I had to do in order for me to be me.
But don't you feel personally that was kind of better to have happened because it kind of pushes you to work harder?
I take it any day. I take my grind any day. You know what I'm saying? Anything better than getting it easy? You feel me? Like I've been back and forth with one of my homies who got it too easy, and our arguments are so petty because, you know, some people don't never get introduced to the struggle. You know, all they know is this is how it's supposed to go. You know, they watch too many movies. You know what I'm saying? Everybody, Michael Jordan, Scottie Pippen, and who's Dennis Rodman, and they think that Dennis Rodman and Scottie Pippen got the same amount of money as Michael Jordan, and that's not the way the game goes. Like, some people, they get it too easy, and they think that this is how it's supposed to go, and it don't go that way. You know what I'm saying? You can't pit Michael Jordan and Amari Shumpert on the same court for a celebrity game and pay them the same amount of money. Like, some things happens because you pay dues and you get it harder. And everybody that got it hard usually get the bigger payoff. So I'm definitely cool with the way I got it. You know what I'm saying?
Now, what was that moment that you knew that, you know, even though you personally, you feel that your stuff was popping, when is that moment that you knew, man, like, people really feeling me?
I can honestly say I never felt that way until everywhere I go, and still not really feeling that way. That's why, you know, I'm still striving. Like, I don't really feel like people feeling me the way I should be felt. You know what I'm saying? And a lot of that has to do with just, you know, I ain't where I want to be. You feel me? So I'm cool with what I'm getting, but, you know, I'm not really as comfortable as I would like to be. But to be honest with you, you know, I got video footage of how my songs doing the club from Pop That to Third Level to Everywhere I Go to all the stuff I'm featured on. And, I mean, all of that always makes me feel like, damn, people fuck with me. You know what I'm saying? But at the same time, I'm restless and I'm hungry. So none of that feels like, you know, none of that makes me go to sleep at night like I'm the man. Like, I go to sleep every night like it's more to be done.
I got clap for you, because a lot of these people, what they'll do, they get on the radio and they get their music on BET or whatever, and then they think, oh, I've arrived, I ain't got work no more.
I think radio and BET is the two biggest cause of most artists and whoever, you know what I'm saying? Because naturally, you think you made it. To me, I think you just presented yourself to the world and to a big enough wireframe that you have to show them something. Like, you can't get on the radio and on BET and still be on the, I'm finna arrive. Now it's like, you gotta do something every month now. You know what I'm saying? So making the radio on BET don't do nothing to me. It don't do nothing to you, but fuck up your budget. Because now you gotta work twice as hard to sustain, you know what I'm saying? Everybody that makes it on the radio and don't come out with a record within the next year, man, we automatically say they fell off. So, you know, to me, it's not what everyone thinks it is. Everyone thinks it's some kind of success. Like, oh, yeah, I just hit this pinnacle. To me, it's like, man, you make it on the radio, you get the BET, man, and you really just dug your own grave. You better make sure you don't go to the funeral, you know what I'm saying? Because a lot of these artists don't go to that funeral. You in it. You know what I'm saying? You don't got no choice but to either blow the budget and become somebody or either fall off.
Now, who were some of the people that, when you were growing up and all the way up to now even, that kind of inspired you?
I've always been like a big Ja Rule fan. Other than him, right now I like Drake. You know, he a top shouter to me on the music. I like Big Crit, man. Big Crit to me sounds like Big Crit can help me on a bad day, man. You know, I can't say too many artists can do that. You feel me? Other than that, though, I don't really see too many people. I mean, let's leave and switch lanes and go to, like, R&B and all of that. But, you know, even the old school cats, man. But I ain't never really been a big study of certain people on hip-hop. You know, it's not too many hip-hop people that can make me be like, oh, that's what's up, you know, every time I hear it. You know what I'm saying? They may got some good records, but every time I hear some records, I'm just not surprised. You know, I feel like some of the stuff is throwaway.
The fact that you said Ja Rule, though, like, everyone always get the same answer, but I don't never really hear people really give him the just do. Like, Ja, I don't know about y'all, but I was bumping Ja Rule about a few months ago and on my own Google Music, so y'all can say what y'all want to say. Because I think right. Everybody kind of got wrapped up in that beef between him and 50, and then they let the industry make them choose who they like instead of just rocking with who they love.
Right. Now, to this day, man, I can go jam Jock. I'm not going to turn on no 50, though.
Man, I just think, man, he's being too petty for me.
Yeah, and to be honest with you, like, it ain't no disrespect to him. I'm a hater to love it. 21 Questions, Best Friend, them jammers, you feel me? But at the end of the day, you know, I ain't gonna lie to you, I ain't pulled up no 50 in 4 years. But I will go put on some Ja, you know what I'm saying? That music touched me as a youngin.
Yeah, so he got more, like, if you go CD, album for album, he has more stuff that is relatable.
Right.
And he still got the fun singing tracks too, but whatever. I mean, he had Ashanti, so the fact that he worked with Ashanti, you know, that kind of gives him points to me.
Nah, you right. You right about that.
All right, so as far as, like, people who don't know about some of the current stuff you got rolling out, what can we look for from you within this year?
I got a mixtape called A Long Way From Village where that's about to drop. That's top priority. That's coming out soon. Maybe like next week. You know, hopefully that's big. No features. I produced it, wrote it all. You know what I'm saying? Other than that, though, I'm about to put out a single soon, but, you know, nothing major. Right now, you know, we're just planning to get that tape out. Once we get away from that, I got more work, you know what I'm saying? But right now, to be honest with you, we got Kevin Gates. I got 3 records that I did for his album. That's going to be big, and that drops on Friday. Akon single that I got out right now called Want Some, that's big. And, you know, I got something else from Young Thug and Nipsey coming out soon. So I'm just cooking, man. Right now I've been cooking for more artists, though, building my production credits and writing credits.
Which one is harder, being the artist or being the producer?
I think you got times when I'm feeling myself. Being the artist or the producer. What I'm saying is, when I'm feeling myself, it's easy to write for me. When I'm not, it's easy to write for somebody else because I can see who they think they are and channel it. You feel me? But at times, okay, I can't see who I think I am. You feel me? Somebody might have to tell me. Other than that, though, it's easy to write the music. Producing, man, you really got to find that sound to even go into creation mode. So off top, that's a whole nother, you know, monster. Like, music these days sounds so similar, so you find yourself making the same song. But when you run into a dope producer who can give you a different sound, sometimes you reach a point or a section in the sound where it's like, nobody's right here. I can write 50 songs in this style. It's my lane. So, you know, when I first heard like a London beat, the up-tempo beat, like Lifestyle, I was like, whoa, nobody did nothing like this yet. And it sounds good, you know what I'm saying? So that's its own lane. You feel me?
Okay. All right, so one final question I'm going to ask you before we drop this new track by you. If you could give advice to artists out there that's trying to figure out how to approach, you know, getting their music out there, what's some of the tips you recommend for them?
I mean, I just recommend them to grind hard. You know what I'm saying? Go see the DJs. DJs are very important. Do your groundwork, because when you get it too easy, man, and it'll be gone. You feel me? I'm here because I struggled to get it. You know, I got so many partners who came in before me, top charts, and did great. You know what I'm saying? But once you hit your peak, you know, you come down from there. And for me to honestly be able to sit here and say, I don't feel like I peaked out yet, that feels good. I had a top 30 record. You know what I'm saying? I did some records for Akon and Trey Songz. But, man, I'm nowhere near where I want to be, which is a number one record. And I'm not just talking urban. I'm talking rhythmic and top 40 and all of that, like number ones. I want number ones, and I want to work with some of the greatest, you know what I'm saying, from not just hip-hop, you know what I'm saying? So I don't feel like I'm nowhere where I need to be, you feel me? I feel like this is just the grind for me to get where I need to be. So, you know, I just tell them be patient and stick with what you want to do. Because I heard so many times that you can't do that. You're not going to do that. That's not possible. And now I'm right here. You know what I'm saying? So I just tell them stay focused and stay patient.
That's definitely. Now, before I have you give everybody where they can follow you, first off, man, I want to say it was a great interview with you. And I always like to do this. Whatever people got managers, and their managers about their business, and they handle up, I always got to salute them. Salute to your manager, man, because he was punctual, he was on his ish, and it's a lot of people that's not like that. They got managers that micromanage too much, man, and it's ridiculous, and it make it harder on the artist. So big ups to your manager.
Right. Nah, big ups to DJ Impact, man. You know what I'm saying? He always hold me down. Probably like one of my last friends right now, so it is what it is, man. And y'all can follow me on Twitter at DJ Chose, Instagram at DJ Chose, DJChose.com. You know what I'm saying? Just check me out. Fuck with me.
Most definitely. Now, before you go, man, introduce this new track we got from you, Real Down Chick.
Yeah, what's good? Where else? Your homie DJ Chose. And it's my new record, man. It's called Real Down Bitch. It's for the ladies. It's for the homies who looking for one. You know what I'm saying? So with that being said, everybody going to rock with it. 100.
All right, we'll be back, y'all, after this.
Hands on your knees like a real damn. So fat like a H-Town. Working, trying to get a check. Bet she came, do it on it. Show me from the back like a real damn. Throw the rack, she a young rip. Shorty pop that like bow, 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 bow. Shorty pop that like bow, bow, bow. Pull up in the hood with trap. Now it's a couple years later. She got thick. All the want her now. She clean. But she a short. A sneak peek. She just want the bands. Throw some money. She don't want no one. Throw some hundreds. You claim you a rich. Throw some cash. And she claim she a bad bitch. So throw that hands on your knees like a real damn. So fat like a H-Town. Working, trying to hit a trick. Bet she came, do it on it. Show me from the back like a real damn. Throw the rack, she a young bitch. Shorty pop that like bow, 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 bow. Shorty pop that like bow, 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 bow. Like in 1992, what you gon' do? Is you gon' stand there, you gon' get that loot? I told her to pop that, yeah, I feel like I'm Luke. That got the bouncing on me like she from the booth. Baby going hard on me, tryna get a check. Today her lucky day, cause she can't tell where it's at. I might spend it all, I might give her what she need. Don't think she can do it on her. Do it on her D, I told her after. You back it up, then stop. Gotta make that pop. Baby, you gotta make that pop. Face down, on top. Hands on your knees like a real damn. So fat like a H-Town. Working, trying to get a check. But she came, bet she came, do it on her. Show me from the back like a real damn. Throw the rack, she a young dream. Shorty pop that, like bow, 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 bow. Shorty pop that, like bow, bow, bow. Shorty got that ass on me, like whoa now. And she twerking fast on me, like slow down. I hit her with some slick, let's go now. I took her to the telly, baby, it's going down. Shorty put her head down and clocked in. Roaming like a farm car, a drop in. I don't usually wear no seatbelt, but I did. Cause the bitch is so bad, running had my key. Man, I had to slow down, boy said. Ran through the hole on her, like Dorsett. Hit a couple rounds on her, like Forsett. And baby girl came fast, like Corvette. Hands on your knees like a real damn. So fat like a H-Town. Working, 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 trying to get a check. Bet she can't, bet she can't do it on her. Show me from the back like a real damn. Throw the rack, she a young dream. Shorty pop that, like bow, 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 bow. Shorty pop that, like bow, 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 bow.
Oh, I'm gonna throw it back on y'all. We're gonna go back. Go back. DJ Chosen Fact. Here we go. DJ Chosen Book Game. Pop that. Let's go.
Bring that
I need everyone to have a moment of silence. A moment of silence for a moment. Man, got a very serious matter on our hands, man. I'm going to start a GoFundMe for Facebook, man. I'm starting a GoFundMe so Facebook can stop with these fake friend invites, man. I don't know about y'all, but I probably delete 10 a day, 10 fake friends a day. What the hell is wrong with y'all? Every day I got to delete 10 people. I got to continuously deny the goddamn friend request. Where are these people coming from, man? It's what I don't get. So Facebook decides that, oh, if you post something, oh, we're going to, and we don't, you know, if you post your links and stuff, we're going to block your page for like 7 days or a few hours or some nonsense like that. But they don't find it a priority to figure out why all these fake behind pages are coming through. They got all these quote-unquote protocols you got to go through in order if you forget your password or whatever, or you get locked at your account. You got to go through hell and high water to do that. But these fake pages are joining every day. And it's gotten worse. It's not like it's something that just, it's always been a problem, but it has became worse. And you have got to be kidding me that every time I turn my head and I go see my stuff light up, you got a new friend request. I gotta delete another friend request because it's another fake behind person. And what's annoying is some of these people, some of these fake pages that add you because of your mutual friends. And I might just start deleting some of the people that say mutual friends because that lets me know your ass adds anybody and you don't pay attention. Pay attention to who you added, man. Stop just having wasted space. Because I don't, man, when I start seeing nonsense, you go on delete spree, man. Delete, delete, delete. I don't just add everybody. I pay attention. Some people act like real. Now, there are some people that act over the top that if your page is legitimate, you got your stuff intact, and they still don't want to rock with you. You know, that's another thing. If people don't do that, that's on them. That's just them being stupid. I can feel you if you feel some type of way when people do that. But it's crazy that same kind of security method that people think about, they don't go into thinking about these fake pages. And stop, and it just goes to show how superficial some people are. Just because the damn person picture look good does not make them real, does not mean to add them. And 9 times out of 10, you probably not going to hit them up anyway. So I don't know why you just add a bunch of random people. I've been deleting people that got real pages because my whole thing is this. If you don't engage in any type of way with what's going on my page, I don't know what the hell you added me for. Like, you're getting deleted. There's no, if you want to come my page because you want to engage with stuff I got going on and you want to be nosy, whatever, most of my stuff is public. So you don't have to go out of your way to add me as a friend. I'm not into a bunch of friends on Facebook thing. I really hate adding people on there, but I got to out of necessity because that's the only way some people going to end up messaging you is if you're on their friends list or whatever. So, hey, that's the only way, but I do weed some people out. So, other stuff, I was talking about some stuff earlier about like voting. And again, man, it's important, man. Go vote if you're serious about what's going on. And I know people say, well, my vote doesn't count, whatever. Your vote does count because the fact that you voted, even if the person, like whenever they do like the electoral college and stuff, even if the person doesn't win your state, the fact that you spoke your vote and that number shows that you didn't vote for them, that still speaks volumes. And I cannot stress that enough. Like, I vote, man. I don't care. Like, people want to make it to where, you know, complain. Because, like, for instance, you know, people are like, well, man, it ain't going to matter anyway. I don't care, man. I want to be known that when you go look at them votes, you knew I voted for that person. And, yeah, I know some people trip because the person they voted for might not win. But still, speak. At least do that. And it don't matter anyway because half of y'all don't engage in the process after the voting process anyway. Like, be informed and really, like, what you need to be more so worried about is the people at your state level and your local level. You need to be paying attention to them people because they're the ones that affect you directly. Yeah, there are some federal laws that come to play, but for instance, I mean, look at what's going on in all these states that have legalized marijuana. That's not a federal law. That's a state law. You got a problem with it. You need to be hitting them up. Y'all want to keep hitting up you're hitting up all your congressmen, hitting up all of the legislature that's involved with federal laws. You need to be worried about the people in your state. Focus on they behind and stay on top of them in whatever you want. Because, again, that's what it's going to really come down to. Because then what they can do is they can fight what's going on. I mean, look at, they had laws for the longest, you know, that was supposed to stop segregation. And people, because at the state level, people decided to do what the hell they were going to do. I mean, the Jim Crow laws that you got, heck, if you go back further than that, you know, they got some, you know, here in Texas, every June, we do something called Juneteenth. And that's because that's what ended up happening was, you know, all the slaves are supposed to be free, but they let the message get down here late. Just imagine we had Facebook or Twitter back then. I wonder how things would have changed then. There would have been any such thing as Juneteenth, because, you know, you had like the shade room or whatnot talking about this stuff, they'd be on it, man. Oh my God. So some other stuff, man, I saw in the news that was kind of just tripping me out. And I'm going to keep talking about this every week because until it changes, and I'm going to keep throwing a solution until it changes. It's on the people, the powers that be in that area to follow suit. And that's with this water situation in Flint, Michigan. But wait, there's more. And shout out to my dad for informing me. The same crap is going on in Louisiana right now. That's what a lot of people don't know. That is happening in Louisiana. The same crap is happening in Louisiana. But because the Flint, Michigan thing has gotten so many eyes on them, is helping draw more eyes what's going on in Louisiana too. So I'm telling y'all, man, don't take water for granted, because again, you know, so many things that water do, and you know, a lot of people are like, I don't really drink water. I mean, you still have right to drink other stuff you want to, but don't take for granted drinking water, because imagine when that's not even a choice anymore. That's a very dangerous world to go into. So, again, everyone that is down there in Louisiana, everyone that's up there in Michigan, having to deal with this nasty-ass water situation, man, I'm sitting here, I'm rooting for y'all to get out of this, because it doesn't make any sense that this continue to happen. And people just take us for granted, man. That's really the continued disrespect that has happened left and right. And the thing is, because people always want to make it, you know, when don't want to get involved until someone of non-color makes it a problem. That's one thing I had to keep. I had to remind y'all. Like a lot of some of these, like Black Lives Matter and whatnot. When you look around there, because a lot of people like to only make it, you know, point out black people. But there's plenty of people who are white who are walking around there doing the same thing for Black Lives Matter movement because they're just sick of it, man. And shout out to people who just, because at the end of the day, they don't, you know, like the opposite, no one owes you anything. And the thing is, they can easily go around and not care. So and just do that because, you know, they ain't got nothing to worry about. They got the complexion for the protection. But the people who put their lives online and utilize the fact that, okay, I have the privilege of a lot of stuff going on because I'm white, I'm going to use that to my advantage and help some of my friends who are in the black community rise up. And that's what's up, man. Shout out to that. That's, you know, without all the different key parts, it would, you know, things wouldn't start to continue to come better. Now, of course, as always, you know, right when you think everything is going great, there's always some other bullshit that happens later. But hey, you just gotta keep fighting. Keep fighting. And the main thing you do, and I cannot stress this enough, is support your local businesses, man. Goodness. Like, it's a lot of great, like, for instance, tomorrow, shameless plug, hey, it's what it is, what it is. Tomorrow, doing some kind of network and chill in downtown Fort Worth. I cannot stress this enough, that these are kind of events that need to continue to happen. And I just want to shout out my dad, because my dad starting the Black Street, Black Wall Street, Fort Worth movement. It's just great to see now people in my generation, we're getting it, and we decided that, okay, we're going to make some stuff happen on our own. And it's great because it's all these different vendors showing up and showing out. Now, I do want to say this, man. Support your vendors out there tomorrow. Don't just be about you. In order for this stuff to work, we have to support each other. They got someone got something going on that's of quality. Support it tomorrow. Simple as that. There's gonna be a lot of great people out there tomorrow. You got a fashion show. It's a nice, relaxed atmosphere. You can't beat that, man. So, yes, tomorrow, and the door's open at 6 p.m. And let me get the address, because, goodness, man, I be forgetting addresses. I don't memorize that stuff. Y'all gotta see, it got to be in my face, or I ain't going to remember it. So let me get you the address for those of you who are wondering where the Network and Chill event is tomorrow. And, again, the doors do open at 6. Today is the last day to get your tickets. If you don't, that's as far as you want to get the pre-sale tickets, I should say. That will allow you to not pay that much at the door. That will allow you to just have your ticket and you're good to go. But anyways, Network and Chill is in downtown Fort Worth tomorrow off of 350 West 5th Street. And it's a fashion show and networking event. There's going to be food. There's going to be an appetizer food menu. Hookahs, if you want to do hookah. A very sleek dress code. So come fly. Don't come looking like just anything. And shoot, again, the doors open at 6. $2 well specials all night. So you have to drink cheap, too. Can't beat that. And it'd be live performances as well. Local music in rotation. So you heard DJ Chose earlier, man, talking about how a lot of DJs don't, you got to fight to get your music, some of them. You got an opportunity tomorrow to enjoy local music. And that's what's up. Like, I can honestly say there's a movement going on right now, especially with the younger generation of DJs that are about pushing folks, man, in this city. And it's a beautiful thing. Like, everyone coming together and trying to make something happen. So, support each other, man. Support. All right. So, that being said, man, we're going to go ahead and close the show out. But before I do that, I will remind you, if you miss any of the show, you can always go to dustspot.com/dustspotradio. And that will allow you to go to different places to listen to the show. And this is the most recent show over there. And you can look for today's episode, Mark DJ Chose. You also, the shows are syndicated on iTunes, TuneIn, of Stitcher, and there you go. You got plenty of places. We even have like some that we'll be putting on our Spreaker and soon, and possibly soon iHeartRadio as well. So stay on the lookout for that. That being said, man, y'all follow me on all my freaking social networks. Instagram. There's my main page, Ceddy J Dusk. That's CeddyJDusk. Also, I started a new Instagram for my brand, and that's After Dusk Media. You can follow that page. As far as Twitter, you got the Ceddy J Dusk page, the Dusk Divine Model page, the Dust Spot page, and the Human Canvas Mag page. And also, our fan pages, you got the dustspot.com fan page on Facebook and the Human Cameras Magazine fan page on Facebook. So, all just a few of the places you can meet us at. If you're a person in the industry, make sure you are a part of dustspot.com, because that's where you can go, where it's only professionals. Yeah, if you're not professional in the industry, you ain't getting through. You're not getting through that site. We will not approve you. Better be a professional. We're not approving you. So, yes, you're not just another social network. We're trying to make it about professionals that's making stuff happen. All right, y'all. So, we roll on out. Remind you, everything you do, no matter what you do, no matter how you do it, remember, where there's a J or where there's a U, there is a way. Y'all tuning in to the episode of Life at the Dust Live. Your boy Ceddy J. We out. Peace.